Luke chapter 1 verse 45 says, "Blessed is she who believed. There will be a performance of those things that were told from the Lord." In this message titled, A Leap of Faith, Pastor explains 7 things that Mary believed.
Today is the Women's Day, Women's Day. So if you are a woman, happy Women's Day. Glory to God. Amen. If you are not a woman, bear with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Gospel of Luke chapter 1 verse 28 to 45, but we won't have time for all of that. Luke's Gospel chapter 1 verse 45. "And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. I want to title the message, A Leap of Faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing when you study, you know, the scriptures? God could trust his son to be born through a woman. And sometimes we don't appreciate woman's ministry. And we take 2 scriptures in the Bible, a woman should keep silent. And we limit what God can do through a woman. God could trust his son to be born through a woman. What can be greater than that? When you study the scriptures, you find there was this Mary and Martha, 2 sisters, of which Martha sat at the feet of Jesus. So if you're looking for a woman to follow or be inspired by, not follow, but be inspired by, look at that woman, Mary. And tonight, Mr. Mary, you too. Be willing to hear the word of the Lord by sitting at the feet of Jesus in worship, in prayer. There's this woman called Lydia who was a worshiper of God. And the Bible says God opened up her heart and she understood every word that Paul was speaking. If you are a worshiper of the Lord, she was a businesswoman. She was a purple cloth merchant. But she was a worshiper. I pray that God will raise up a generation of businesswomen who will be worshippers of Jesus Christ, who will worship in spirit and in truth, and you will have the word of God revealed in your hearts. Or look at Mary Magdalene, who was not afraid. Even when the men ran away, the disciples ran away, Mary Magdalene was bold, courageous, stood. Look at that. She was committed. She was faithful. She was not afraid. Maripoila. Orachinanu. Or look at Tabitha, who helped out so many people in the church. Her good works still speaks. Look at the scriptures, you will find Priscilla and Aquila, a couple of which the name Priscilla is mentioned first. They opened up their home to the gospel. A church was there in their home. Look at Romans 16:16, which speaks about another Mary. We do not know who she is, but who labored much in the Lord, who labored much in the Lord. Or Phoebe, Romans 16:1, who was a deaconess in the church, early church. Or Junia, who was an apostle. He was an apostle, the Bible says in Romans 16. Or Luke chapter 8, the women who ministered with Jesus, they ministered unto the Lord out of their substance. They followed Jesus. Women who were givers. There's so many women in the scriptures. Or Ruth, a Gentile woman, who said, "Your God is my God." Can you imagine that? "Your God is my God." And she chose to follow the God of Israel. A Moabite lady. She took care of her mother-in-law. Oh, that is a good example for some of you. So many women in the scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. But tonight we are speaking about a woman which we hear a lot being spoken about in the Catholic churches, but seldom in the Pentecostal or the Protestant churches. But I honor her, I love her. And look at her in the Gospel of Luke chapter 1. The Bible says in verse 45, "And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." Blessed is she. She not only heard the word of God, but she believed. She believed there will be a fulfillment of all that God spoke. There are many who hear the word, but who don't believe. And if you don't believe, you will never see a fulfillment of that word coming to pass. She could have been one of those women who said, when the angel came and said, "You shall have a child by the power of the Holy Spirit," she could have said, "Are you kidding? Are you joking? I don't think it is possible. I don't have a husband. I don't know what you're speaking about. I don't think this will work." She could have said that, but the Bible says she didn't. She believed there would be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. What did she believe? Seven things tonight. She believed what God told her. The Gospel of Luke chapter 1. The angel of the Lord came from the presence of God and said, in the 20th verse, "And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou the what highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed are you among women." 30th verse, "And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, thou hast found favor with God." She believed what God told her, that she had favor with God. A simple woman, a 16-year-old girl, a village girl, believed that she had favor with God. You know, Mary, that word, I was reading about it, and some observers say that that word is derived from the word Mara in the Bible. Mara, which means bitter. Another observer said that name means actually stubborn or rebellious. It is from that word, the word Mary comes forth. Now, some people believe if you have a bad name, you have a bad life. She was kind of called bitter. A lot of Hebrew girls were called Mary. Speaking about the history of Israel that continuously rebelled against God and was stubborn against the ways of God. To remind others, they would be called Mary. But this little girl believed when God's angel came and said to her, "You are highly favored." Glory to God. God is not deal with us based on the way people call us or how they view us. He deals with us according to His purpose, according to His plans. Glory to God. So don't be intimidated how by people, how they call you, how they see you. But look at God and what He is saying to you. The angel of the Lord came to Mary and said, "You are highly favored, Mary. Don't look at your experience. Don't look at the people, what they're calling you." She believed she was favored of God. Tonight I want somebody to receive that. Doesn't matter what your experiences are, circumstances are, how people view you, but believe that you are favored of God. Favored of God. Open your mouth and say, "I'm favored of God. I'm not cursed. I don't have bad luck written all over me. Bad things are not going to happen to me because somebody said so." Glory to God. It doesn't matter what my experiences have been in the past. I have a visitation from God's word tonight. I am highly favored of God. Hallelujah. That is, you know, it doesn't matter what your experiences in life have been. Sometimes you might not have had the right experiences in life to believe. It doesn't matter as long as you're worshiping the right God. Right experiences doesn't matter. Worshiping the right God matters. Mary understood. That's all that matters. She believed what God said about her being favored. Look at somebody and say, "You are highly favored of God because of the sacrifice of Jesus." Amen. Luke's Gospel 1. She believed the Holy Spirit could use her. She believed it. The angel came and said, "You are highly favored. A child shall be conceived in you. He shall be the Son of the Most High God." She said, "How is it possible? The Holy Spirit of God shall come upon you, and the power of the Almighty shall overshadow you. That which is born of you shall be holy unto God." See, the power of the Almighty, the Holy Ghost, will overshadow you, envelop you. You shall be hidden under the covering of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the Holy Spirit can cover her. She believed that. She believed that she was, you know, the Holy Spirit could take care of her limitations. You know, each one of us, we go through life sometimes looking at our limitations, inadequacies, things that disqualify us, something that you have done or something that you haven't done, or the test that came your way and you failed, something that makes you to think in your own heart, too many weaknesses, too many limitations. I don't think God can use me. Maybe I'm too young. Maybe I'm too old. Maybe I'm not educated enough. Maybe I'm not prayerful enough. Whatever. But she believed her limitations could be covered by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. How can I serve God? I can serve God because of the Holy Spirit. How can you serve God with your limitations, with your failures, with your mistakes? You can serve God because of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Your weakness, your inadequacies, your limitations can be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Mary believed her limitations wouldn't limit her. Open your mouth and say, my limitations won't limit me. Her story ended well. She believed that her limitations wouldn't limit her. You know, we all going through life, we have our own struggles, storms, stories, fears, anxieties, hurts, bruises, pain, secrets, all that. And we all go through life having something that is always telling us, you're not good enough. But you got to trust God at His word. Fishermen could be used to carry the gospel. A murderer could be used to write 3/4 of the New Testament. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. In spite of her age, 16-year-old, in spite of the background from where she is coming, Nazareth, a small town girl, she believed God could use her. Glory to God. Open your mouth and say, by faith, God can use me for His glory. Holy Spirit, help me. In spite of her age, in spite of her name, she believed that. Do you believe it? What else did she believe? She believed that God can work through her life without the help of any human agent. When the angel came and said to her, she said, I know not a man. How can this be possible? Because I know not a man. And God says, man is not important. Amen. Hallelujah. No human being can make this possible. What God wants to do through your life, no human being can make it possible. Only God can. When you don't know anyone, when there is nobody to help you, open your mouth and say, God can make it possible. All things are possible to the one who believes. God can make it possible. You know, especially in India, you know, people ask, to get a job, to get your child married, to get an introduction in a company, to move a paper in a government office. Is there anyone that you know? Glory to God. If there is nobody that you know, I don't think it is possible. That's what our culture tells us. But she believed, without any human agent, God could help her. Lady Moses, one tell us Maradinia. There is something that God wants to do through your life. Even if there be nobody to applaud you, help you, appreciate you, encourage you, make you grow. Glory to God. There is something that God alone can do. Believe that tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She believed it. Somebody, sometimes people say, if you don't know anybody in this country, you're finished, man. Do you have the contacts? I don't have the contacts, but I believe God has. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nobody knows me, but God knows me. God, nobody knows your weakness like God does. Nobody knows your mind like God does. Nobody knows your human frame like God does. Nobody knows your past like God does. And He still loves you. And the Holy Spirit of God prays through us. with sighs and groanings, knowing our weakness. He's the only one who can intercede through us, knowing our mind, knowing what we are challenged with. He's the only one who can take it before the throne of God and get an answer done into your life. You know, when Jesus was going into Jerusalem on the day of Passover, you know, nobody was praising him. I mean, not on the day of Passover. You know, when he was going through, Jesus said, you know, if nobody will praise me, the stones will praise me. I mean, I don't need humans to praise. Nobody's there to appreciate. I'm going to look at a stone and say, thank you. The stone is going to smile at me and say, thank you. You know, I think it's about 4 years back, you know, God told me, I mean, I had a visitation with the Lord in prayer, and God said, son, you don't need anybody. I gave you a vision. If there is nobody in the church, nobody, that's fine. What I spoke to you, I will fulfill. God bless you is a majority. You and God together make a great team. Hallelujah. What God said, God will do. Glory to God. The Lord said, lean not on any flesh. Trust in no flesh. You keep my vision and you do what I've called you to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There'll be people who will disappoint you, reject you, put you aside, speak bad about you, hurt you. But those things won't bring you down. Are you with me? She believed without any human intervention, without anyone to help. She believed that God could. God's word is bankable. God's word is a currency that will produce results in your life. Praise be to the name of Jesus. Amen. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I just want to praise you. That she could give birth to the Messiah. Can you imagine that? The Messiah in Jewish scriptures, the Old Covenant, they're looking forward. And they're expecting it to be of the lineage of David, a king, maybe in a king's court. And then the angel comes and says, Mary, that which shall be conceived in you shall be the child of the Most High God. And I read somewhere there were, during Mary's time, during that time, in Nazareth was such a small town, there must have been hardly 14 houses in that area. A small town girl. In that village, just 14 houses. Can you imagine the Messiah being born through a village girl? The Savior of the world being born inside a 16-year-old in a village. You have no idea what God can put inside of you. You have no idea what you can give birth to for the glory of God. What can come out of you? God can bring something into you and through you. Mary gave birth in a manger. Can you imagine? She believed this child was the savior of the world. Just imagine, you are a small town guy starting a business. You have no contacts. You have a small puppet kachodam. Puppet business. In your small town. And you're believing that this puppet business in your small town is going to have a office up in Manhattan, in London, in Paris, in Africa, in Australia, in New Zealand, in the Middle East. She believed that what God was going to bring through her was going to be the savior of the world. Are you crazy? But she believed there would be a performance of those things which God spoke. You are nobody in Nazareth. You're going to be married. You are engaged to a carpenter. The scope of your life is maybe 20 kilometers around Nazareth. That's how far a carpenter can go in life. And a carpenter's wife can go through in life. But she believed that which was going to come out of her, birth to her, is going to touch the world. It's going to be the savior of the world. Tonight I release that grace, that anointing upon everyone who so wills and who believes that God can perform those things which God has spoken. Your business can expand. Your ministry can expand. Your life can expand. Glory to God across the nations of the world. Let limitations break off. Glory to God. She believed the fifth one. That which is old and barren can still conceive and give birth. Your older cousin Elizabeth is pretty old. But she is also pregnant. You know, there's an interesting word in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 36. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, which has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. Can you imagine that? She's just not old. She's just not barren. People forget her name. They call her Mrs. Barren. Not a barrenness, but just barren. Can you imagine that? Your condition is so bad that you are called by that condition. Oh, avale ariyam. She's got a reputation of being barren. She's barren. Yeah, we know her. But she believed what the angel said about her cousin also. You are never too old to be productive for God. Do you believe that God can still bring something out of you? Bring about another project through your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you believe that God can do something? Don't say, I'm too old. I don't think anything can come out of me. I've tried. Don't say that. She believed there would be a performance of the things that which were spoken of her. Look at somebody and say, your story is not over. God has got still plans about you. Are you old? Are you barren? It's not over. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you old and barren? It's not over. Are you documented old and barren? You're still, it's still not over. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let your victory be manifested. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I believe there is somebody who's going to be surprised by the productivity that's going to come out of your life. You're way over 50, but you're going to be amazed by the productivity that's going to come out of your life. Why God is going to bring about the level of fruitfulness that people would have. Oh my God, they would be envious just seeing what God is going to do through your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Maybe she can go furthest till, you know, out of 20 kilometers, maybe up to Jerusalem. That's what she can think of doing. But she believed, the sixth one, that nothing was impossible with God. A 16-year-old village girl will go into Jerusalem, definitely. But will also go into Rome and Greece. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember years back, you know, this word in Mark 16:15, reading it, and it's with Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And God confirmed the world with signs and wonders wherever they went and preached. Reading that scripture, and I was asking the Lord, Lord, how do I get a visa to go across the world? Is it only for citizens of certain nations? I mean, is it possible? Nothing is impossible with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got wings to fly for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. When people tell you that you can only go thus far, you can't go more than that, it's only impossibilities. Trust God. That's what Mary did. She could go places. A leap of faith. She believed she could leap. God will make it happen. It will happen. She believed there would be a performance. Open your mouth and say, God will make it happen. And it will happen.
It will happen.
Amen. She believed in the miraculous. There's going to be a harvest of miracles this year. Harvest of miracles. Miracles more than you can number. One after the other. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shamana Prabhadhuri Aushas Mantiriya. Light of Precious Mantelis Meridinya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. She believed. And God will only give you impossible assignments. Because that assignment will only be possible with God. That is why she had to surrender. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Here I am, Lord. May it be to me according to thy word. Because I don't know how it is going possible. I'm not going to try to figure it out. I'm not trying to, you know, doubt you. Elizabeth and her husband, Zachariah, doubted when the angel came and spoke. And not Mary. John became dumb. I mean, Zachariah became dumb till John was born. They doubted. But she believed, Mary believed that God could do. She believed that God had given her a personal visitation by sending an angel. Glory to God. May you have your personal visitation. May you have supernatural encounters. May the word of God, glory to God, come across into your life. Trust Him at His word. Let every limitation be broken apart. Glory to God. Don't look at the circumstance. Glory to God. Don't look at the circumstance. Joseph is wanting to divorce her. People are writing in the newspapers the biggest scandal. A baby born to a woman out of wedlock. Herod is trying to kill the baby. But she believed that she was highly favored of God. She believed, not the circumstances, she believed what the angel spoke to her. Tonight I am your angel speaking to you. You are highly favored of the Lord. No matter what the circumstances are, what people have spoken, believe the word of the Lord. Amen. Doesn't matter what your circumstances are. Trust in what God has said. And you will see a fulfillment of those things which God has spoken. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, let us lift up our hands in faith and lift up the name of Jesus. Our salvation is by faith. Our forgiveness of sin is by faith. Our healing is by faith. Our deliverance is by faith. Faith that Christ Jesus bore our sin, our judgment, our curse upon Himself. And by His stripes you are healed. Somebody is being healed of a lockjaw problem. God is healing you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is somebody who hears voices. You're troubled by the voices that keep coming into your head. Very troubled. I rebuke that vexing spirit in the name of Jesus now. I command that yoke to be broken. Let your mind be calm. Let your heart be at peace. Let the Holy Spirit of God invade your soul.